I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's actually a lot happening later this afternoon. Bryn and I are trying to work out whether or not we can get a happy hour going. People with kids, that involves, you know, figuring stuff out. For me, I'm just like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. What time? Where are we going?
To where? Yeah, we're going.
Yeah, I'll do it. Do that. But also happening today, Dua Lipa is throwing a little party. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not a little party. It's a huge party. I don't know how many people are going to this thing. It's called Studio 2054. And this is the new way to party, people. In case you were wondering, what's the new way to party? Here it is. It's a rock disco rave celebration of the unconventional and unique. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now. Walk away. You know how. You know, guitar player Pat. Mm-hmm. Vinny, your man crush?
Absolutely.
He loves this song, and every time he comes over, he plays it on the acoustic guitar. He's got it, like, all worked out, and we sing this. We sing this, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, he loves it. And it's fun to do, you know, without a whole band.
Talk about Eddie, right?
Yes.
Eddie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, yeah. The guy we said we were going to call Eddie, but we called him Pat the whole time.
So stupid.
Yes.
Wasn't Pat launching a new band just as coronavirus hit?
Yes. In fact, I went and saw him play. Like, it was not long. I think it was, like, right around, like, maybe last January. I don't even remember the name of that band now.
Pop-Tarts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that was it.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, look at you.
What? I mean, you told me the story. I sat there through it. I should retain some of the information, you'd think.
I don't know. You know, so
he
many
heard
times.
It from you, Sarah.
Yeah. Once I give it to the world, I feel like it'll come back to me.
You heard it here first.
You did. And then you never heard it again because I forgot all about it.
I sit through your stories. I should hold on to some of that. Yeah. Anyway, so he's just,
they've
just had to
them
abandon that. Is that what happened?
I have not discussed that with him. I have no idea. I certainly don't think anybody's having rehearsals with people that they don't know these days. You know, those were all.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
You add it to the list, though, right?
Right, exactly. Everything that's gone south. Dua Lipa is who we're talking about here. She's throwing a party tonight, and she's got some superstar surprises, I guess, is Miley Cyrus. Hey, did we wind up getting that song from them?
Oh, I bet it's out.
I haven't checked.
Let me look at it.
Let's look, because there definitely was a song that was supposed to be out today. I can't remember what it's called, and of course it's not written here. Anyway, so my guess is that Miley Cyrus will be one of these superstar surprises, but she's got a lot of superstar friends, you know? She's a superstar. There's dancing. There's roller skating. I don't know what's happening with this Dua Lipa thing. It's so weird. But it's, you know, it's fascinating. Makes you want to watch. So if you'd like to, listen today at 3, 4, 5, and 6. At about 5 after the hour, Jane is going to give you a code word, and you text it in, and then you get a chance to virtually be there. Studio 2054, the studio of the future, with Dua Lipa tonight on Alice at 97.3. Very exciting.
They probably know that they've got an audience for that. They must. So I bet it's going to be huge.
Yeah, right? I mean, and virtual stuff, it's unlimited. Like, they can let so many people in there. I don't know if the audience gets to have any kind of interaction, but they've clearly got some kind of big show/party/rave planned. All right, time for the 6 o'clock trash. It's brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice9. That's it, exactly. Alice973, all one word, Instagram page to catch our clips of the day or rewatch them while we're on vacay next week. Yesterday, Bryn, you put up that whole birthday montage that you put together for me. I sat and watched it with my dumb smile on my face, and just everybody who contributed to that, thank you so much. That's, I can't believe all the Sarah songs you found. That's amazing.
So many songs that say Sarah.
I know.
Fascinating.
It is.
It's like... Can't find any Bryn songs, though.
No Bryn songs.
It's was funny. The Sarah with Jefferson Air Starship in there?
I don't think it was.
So. Yeah, that's the worst one.
I think so, too.
You know what my favorite Sarah song? Well, actually, Hall & Oates' Sarah Smile is my favorite, but Jellyfish does a song called Calling Sarah.
Huh, I don't know that.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I love Jellyfish. So you stumble across it on the record and go, oh my God, it's in your room. Back to Sarah. I'm the one.
That's nice.
I know, it's really nice. They're so... I love Jellyfish so much. Still, they just make you so happy. You know, put them on and listen to their little songs. Anyway, Instagram page, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Let me see what I got. Oh, sex toys. That's what's
all
fun.
Right.
Oh, this is fun. That.
Sure. Actress and model Cara Delevingne. Do you know who Cara Delevingne is?
Big eyebrows, model chick turned actress. Probably not that great at it, but did a teeny bopper film.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty good franchise. What was that called?
I don't know.
Some space thing. Wasn't she in a space thing?
I don't know what the name is. That does sound familiar, but
Valerian
I don't know.
Valerian in the City of 1,000 Planets?
Yeah. Wasn't that like, it was terribly reviewed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it supposed
Were
to
this
be?
Movie?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a movie from a book series or something like that. Am I wrong?
She did Paper Towns, which is based off a book.
Oh. Well, I'm probably mixing it up. But yes, I'm familiar with her. I don't think she's going to.
She's a terrible actress. The clips I've seen, I'm just like, oh boy.
Yeah.
She's also in a Suicide Squad.
Oh, what's she playing that?
Just I think like she's the evil girl.
Oh, well, the eyebrows like that, she'd have to be. Anyway, it's great because she's branching out beyond the things where she's an actress. That's all right. Not working. She is a sex toy manufacturer now. She just became the co-owner of the Laura DiCarlo sex tech company alongside its founder, whose name is Laura DiCarlo. Cara actually reached out to Laura and said, she says, this means, this. She's such a good speaker. Here we go. This means more to me than any job I've ever done. I'm not just doing this to do it. I want to help to solve problems. Giving yourself the freedom to give yourself pleasure became quite a hard thing, especially around times with so much uncertainty and fear like right now that compounds. It's so important to start a dialogue, not only about the good sides of it, but also about the fears and about the insecurities, because everyone has them. And I can get behind this sentiment because we don't teach chicks how to get there. We don't, you know?
It is weird that boys are so, I don't know.
Well, it's hanging right off the front of you. It's super easy. Like, oh, grab hold of that. Oh,
right.
Well.
Maybe that's why. But there are things that are, you even see... I don't know how to word this, so I won't. I just think that you'd think you'd come across it
through
random things that are you do reflexively, like even a little kid does it and goes that to themselves and goes that tickles or something, and you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, there and actually little kids do it, and I'm not gonna.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not gonna ask any questions about that, but little kids will hump a pillow like little.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I've definitely seen.
Well, they'll do. You know, that part is interesting to them,
right?
But the thing is that
where does it change? Is my point.
It changes in that nobody talks about female masturbation. Nobody talks about female pleasure. It's simply not talked about. When I was a kid, And sort of finding that stuff out. I had no idea what I was doing. No idea. And no girls talk about it. And we don't talk about it with each other. And we should talk about it. It's a crucial part of your life. Humanness. Yeah. And it's great. And there's fun ways to do it.
It doesn't seem as intuitive for females, I feel.
You well, and listen, everybody does it a little differently because everybody's sort of been doing it since they were little and not even realized what they were getting up to. And it's, you know, I just thought, where I pee from feels good. Mm. Oh. And honestly, I always come back to the Height Report, mm-hmm. which is a book by Cher or possibly Sherry Height, Sheire. I think it was out in like the 70s, and it's interviews and or chunks of interviews with tons of different women talking about everything that nobody ever talks about to women, how things feel, what things smell like, how someone gets to this point, what feels normal to you. Read that book and you go, oh my God, I'm normal. I am normal. Oh, and nice tip there. It's a great book. And I think on her 13th birthday, every girl should get that in the vibrator. That is, I have spoken. I'm a radical.
13, huh?
Sure. Right? Right when you're getting into puberty, you know, you gotta get to know that area. How are you going to get pleasure in your life if you have no idea what's going on there and you can't tell somebody what to do? Here's what feels good for me. Why shouldn't you have that?
Not that I have one of those, whatever advice you're offering is probably the right advice, but I would say hold off on the device and learn to work your digits first, because the device is a cheat. The device really gets you, skips us any kind
of... It doesn't. Actually, once you go there, you can't go back.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So it'd be smarter, in my opinion, to learn how to work these first and then go there. I know that we, as adults, default to that as much as possible.
Let's get there quick. Come on.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have limited time and you go, all right, this works. This goes there. This goes here. And
hooray! Mission accomplished.
15 minutes later, everyone's cleaned up and doing their chores.
chores.
Whatever. You know what I mean? So I do think that unit is a cheat.
Well,
in a good way.
You know what? Fine. I'm not even necessarily talking about, you know, something clean and safe to play with that is
I hate
not...
that setting.
I do too.
I hate that setting too.
In fact, it's always like, oh no, we got there. Now I got to get this turn a light on. I
got to figure this thing out. Let's figure this out. I just
press and hold the button. Press and hold the button for 5 seconds.
Yeah, hold it. Just hold on to it.
Wait for it to change modes.
And keep your finger on that so it gets to the highest setting. Yeah, you want to, because look, girls will experiment with things that are maybe not perfectly clean too.
I've always tried the
things
the,
around the house.
The build up, and I've actually had the thing ripped from my hand, turned all the way up, and put back in my hand.
Yeah, like, there you go.
All right, God, I was trying to. I thought we were warming up, but no,
we're going for it. That I don't have all day. Got chores. Chores.
It's about the journey, not the destination, right?
Let's get there.
Yeah, just maxed
we're
going
to quickly get there,
back to me,
finish this part of the journey up, and continue on with the rest of the journey.
Sorry. Jeez.
Well, you should be.
Trying
give me
to,
that thing.
You know.
Let me set that.
Slow hand you here, but apparently we're just going straight from... All
let's
right.
get this over with. Come on.
Right.
This is for you. I mean, it's for me. I said that wrong. Sorry. Anyway, so so Cara Delevingne is. She's
oh yeah, right.
Choice,
back to her. She's good for her. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
As far as those things go, I mean, I think we're using a Lilo, and it works great.
Yeah, I like the little Lilo.
But whatever.
It's expensive though. That's an expensive one, but it's nice and quiet, and that's there's nothing that ruins the mood more than.
If there wasn't such a stigma on it or associated with it, I don't know why you wouldn't spend as much as possible as much as you have.
Get a good one.
Spend. Yeah, get the item that it's.
Sure.
There's so much pleasure involved. Why wouldn't you get one that's going to.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, listen, though, if you're ever desperate, $11.99 CVS. They got a whole little section. Get yourself a pocket rocket. They're loud, though. Mm-hmm. But still, they get the job done. Yesterday was World Pancreatic Cancer Day.
Oh.
And I know. And even though Alex Trebek didn't live to see it, we do have new episodes of Jeopardy that are going to come our way through, I think, Christmas Day. And he opened the show with a little piece about it. And it's terrible to watch because we know that this is what got him. And but he had some words to say about it.
Before we get into today's match, a word about today. Today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day. And if you or anyone you know has developed some of the symptoms that I have talked about in the past, then by all means, get to a doctor. Get yourself tested. I want you to be safe. This is a terrible, terrible disease.
He doesn't sound good there, does he?
He doesn't. And actually, I will say he doesn't look great either. I don't watch Jeopardy religiously. And these are the last few shows that he taped. And he doesn't look or sound great. But you know what? I actually think it's great that he worked right up until his death. He died maybe November 10th or something. It was, what, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. More? But I think his last taping day was October 29th. So,
I'll tell you something that it just reminded me of, and it's something I saw on Instagram, and it was linked to Brené Brown, who, if you don't know who that is, she's someone who does talks, I guess is the only way she's not a comedian. She's, mm-hmm. she's someone who goes out and does, you know, TED talks or things of that nature.
Motivational stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yep. But she's a huge celebrity in terms of a lot of people know the name. And then actually, I didn't have any clue until someone said, oh, yeah, this person does this. And I looked it up. But she, one of her quotes associated with her is, don't look away from people's pain. And that's like, you hear that and you go, what is that? But when you think about it,
because it isolates them. Yeah.
It could mean anything, whether that person's in a wheelchair or whether that person has cancer. Like, we have a tendency to not want to see it and look away
from
someone's struggle.
Yeah.
Instead of looking right at them and giving them the compassion and empathy and what they need,
right?
We look away.
You don't want to offend by appearing to stare.
Right.
And you don't want, and it's not, if it's not something that you see every day, you feel uncomfortable looking at it yourself. And you're right. I mean, you know,
it's not me, it's that lady. And I'm just saying that it's one of those things that I read and went, I do that.
We all do. We all absolutely do it. And I think, too, I'm afraid that I don't want someone to think, oh, I'm pitying them. Like maybe they've had enough pity.
It's a weird thing to think about that you're, lack of comfort puts you in a weird spot, so you just turn away.
Right. Well, and it totally isolates that person.
Right. It makes it worse, I think.
They feel resentful about they feel even more resentful about the situation that they found themselves in.
So there's like, I guess my point in saying that is, you know, here's someone who's struggling but trying to make he's trying to make it known that this is a terrible disease. If him saying that got someone to get themselves checked, he may have saved somebody's life.
He did save someone's life, which is where the story goes. A 70-year-old man named Chuck Pulowski from Chandler, Arizona, says he happened to be watching Jeopardy on the day when Alex...
I found out about this whole thing by mistake. I just got lucky. And that's what it comes down to. I was lucky enough to happen to turn on Jeopardy on the day that he happened to do his public service announcement. I just listened to what he had to say and was thinking, because I had been having an upper abdomen pain. If I hadn't been paying attention, if I hadn't happened to stumble across Alex Trebek's recording, his public service announcement, I wouldn't be here. There's a lot of coincidences, and I'm not always sure I believe in coincidences. So I think divine intervention is probably a good way to describe it.
So he was watching Jeopardy when Alex was talking about the warning signs, and he talked about his upper abdomen pain. He said, I started looking at the early warning signs. I went to the doctor. Test confirmed that he had pancreatic cancer. They caught it first stage, which apparently never happens.
Wow.
People go, oh, yeah, I'm just having a little stomach thing. You know, they never go in and get that checked out. And he went in, They caught it incredibly early. He says, I have stage one. Catching it that early is very unusual. And this week he went in for what is hopefully his last procedure.
Hmm.
He may have beaten it because of it. Alex Trebek, everyone. And want to hear something else good about Alex Trebek? He donated 62 acres of land to Los Angeles for a park years before his death. It's up in, I think it's in Laurel Canyon. It's called the Trebek Open Space. 62 acres. You can go there and walk it. It's an actual park. It has like a network of fire roads on it.
So he owned it and
then donated it.
Good for him.
I know. It's called, let's see, the Laurel Canyon Land Trust reminded fans of the park with a tribute on Facebook. He also, he was a big conservation guy. He supported a nonprofit that worked to keep musk oxen, his favorite animal, alive.
Oh, mm-hmm.
What?
Yep, his favorite animal, to work to keep them alive for years. And I guess this is the musk ox farm in Palmer, Alaska, raises and cares for the animals. I guess they have wool and meat also that people were killing them for. And, of course, he's done
We're all made of meat, Sarah.
We are. That is true. Mm-hmm. But look at how woolly they are. I guess that's a perfect animal for Alaska. And, of course, he did a ton of work for pancreatic cancer in his final years here.
You know, I learned that he did his own housework, too. Like, he was climbing on the roof to clean his gutters.
Got to get your
like
gutters that. Clean, sure.
Yeah, and he would, like, do everything with his own bare hands up until the very end, too.
Mm.
I was watching ABC thing on him recently, remembering Alex.
He was a very unusual and good person. You'd think you'd have all that Jeopardy money, you'd be like, let's get some guy up there.
Right.
Do the
exactly.
work. Exactly. You're like, nope, I want to make sure it's done right.
Well, what?
I want to make sure it's done right.
Well, I guess if you have skills, that's how you look at that.
Right.
To me, I go, I want to make it sure it's done right. I want to get someone to do that for
let's
me.
Let's get a guy in here. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Well, a lot of stuff, actually, including the latest headline, which we'll see where that goes. Also, Man Area makes the news for a couple reasons, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.